What if the path to financial security didn't require sacrificing your daughter's soccer games, your morning coffee ritual, or the freedom to work from anywhere? For thousands of professionals worldwide, this isn't wishful thinking. It's Tuesday. The shift from traditional employment to wealthy freelancing represents more than a career change. It's a fundamental reimagining of how work fits into life rather than consuming it. Yet most freelancers stumble through this transition, accepting whatever scraps come their way while watching their original dreams fade. The difference between those who thrive and those who merely survive comes down to mastering a handful of strategic principles that transform freelancing from feast or famine chaos into sustainable prosperity. Picture a freelancer sobbing at her computer, completely burned out despite being successful by conventional metrics. She had clients, she had income, but she'd lost sight of why she started freelancing in the first place. This scenario plays out constantly because most freelancers confuse busyness with prosperity. True wealth in freelancing encompasses four distinct dimensions that must work in harmony: the projects that energize you, the clients who respect your expertise, the income that reflects your value, and the lifestyle that honors your priorities. Consider how radically different this looks from the typical freelancer's reality. Instead of accepting any project that pays, wealthy freelancers choose work aligned with their strengths and interests. Rather than tolerating difficult clients who drain their energy, they recognize that two or three exceptional clients can make work feel like an adventure. They charge rates that reflect their expertise, often 50% more than they initially believe they're worth, and design their business around their life rather than the reverse. Landing clients consistently requires mastering five stages: identifying high-probability prospects, generating genuine leads, creating opportunities, closing sales, and nurturing those who aren't ready. Most freelancers fail by compiling random prospect lists and pitching services instead of offering value that naturally attracts interest. When Michael Stelzner's business collapsed during the dot-com crash, he created a specialized report, attracting over 400 prospects in 1 month. New freelancer Nikki Jameson replicated this with the 19 new rules of social media copywriting. The secret lies in follow-up, which can quadruple your income without raising fees or generating more leads. After quoting a project, assume you've got the job. I emailed the proposal earlier. The next step is for me to study the background materials and create an outline. I can start right away. Okay with you? This capitalizes on the client's existing momentum. Even prospects who don't hire immediately deserve attention. Most qualified prospects hire within a few months, and the freelancer who stays in touch wins the work. A graphic designer planned a report on logo design for marketing managers. When challenged about who would actually want this, reality struck. Other designers would be interested, not his target clients. He pivoted to a five-step strategy for selecting the perfect logo design, addressing a task marketing managers actually struggle with. This generated a 7% response rate from local prospects, with several becoming clients. This illustrates the power of a well-crafted buzz piece, a 5-to-10-page information piece positioning you as an expert while attracting ideal clients. Your buzz piece must directly relate to your services and address information prospects genuinely need. Straightforward titles work best. How-to or numbered lists typically perform exceptionally well. Feature your buzz piece prominently on your homepage with a sign-up form. Mention it during networking. Offer it at speaking engagements. Include it with proposals to boost credibility. Beyond content marketing, constantly chasing new clients is exhausting. Cultivating repeat and referral business requires far less effort while generating better results. But here's what most freelancers miss. Clients can't give you more business if they don't know what you offer. Instead of vague service descriptions like copywriting, create a dedicated page listing specific offerings, a dozen specific copywriting services you provide. Only 5 to 15% of prospects actively seek services at any time, yet up to half of the remaining 85-95% will buy within 18 to 24 months. 6 months after initial inquiry, 23% have purchased, while 67% are still planning to buy. The difference between surviving and thriving lies in nurturing prospects who aren't ready today. Two factors prevent immediate conversion: timing and trust. You can't control their current needs or project timelines, and trust takes time to develop. Even enthusiastic prospects may hesitate to hire you immediately. Effective lead nurturing means meaningful conversation with not-today leads, not pestering with "do you have work yet" calls, but providing carefully timed, value-added information that keeps you top of mind without being annoying. Two essential ingredients: personalization and sincerity. Match everything you send to what you know about each individual. Communications must be highly relevant and genuinely focused on developing meaningful relationships regardless of immediate opportunities. The process involves four components: developing an information library of valuable content, using multiple media forms, touching base every other month, and implementing a simple tracking system. Lead nurturing saves time by focusing on already interested prospects rather than constantly seeking new ones. Your response to "how much do you charge" determines your income and professional perception. Choose project pricing over hourly rates. It eliminates uncertainty, rewards efficiency, and prevents commodity comparison. Quote $2,500 for a complete brochure rather than an hourly rate, letting clients evaluate project value instead of time investment. Always provide ballpark pricing during initial conversations to filter mismatched budgets and sometimes secure instant approval. The crucial shift: clients buy results, not services. Ask, "what exactly do you need this project to accomplish?" and craft proposals emphasizing outcomes. When facing price resistance, a normal signal your rates are appropriate, respond, "I appreciate your concern. Although that fee is typical for professionals, I'm sure we can work something out. How much were you expecting to budget?" Never simply drop your price. Instead, negotiate value exchanges: faster delivery, additional services, or volume discounts. This maintains your professional worth while addressing concerns, transforming pricing conversations into opportunities. Pam Magnuson, a freelance copywriter specializing in nutraceutical companies, thrived after just 3 years while others struggled. Her secret? Focus. Like a magnifying glass concentrating sunlight, laser-sharp focus makes marketing exponentially more efficient. Without it, freelancers constantly explain their services and waste time on poor-fit prospects. With focus, you can leap to six-figure success. The fastest path is leveraging existing contacts, knowledge, and experience. Bob Bly studied engineering before freelancing, naturally focusing on industrial marketing. Pam combined freelancing with her passion for Chinese medicine developed in the 1960s Far East. After struggling with generic B2B copy, everything clicked when she connected her work with natural healing. Chart completed projects with columns for client, industry, project, and description. Analyze for patterns: small businesses, professional services, specific company sizes. These commonalities reveal natural focus areas. Once you've discovered your unique value, identify markets suited to recognize and pay for it. Here's the liberating truth: you don't need to be the best. You simply need to be good enough and position yourself as the go-to resource. Freelancing isn't just income. It's designing a life aligned with your values. The wealthy triangle represents earning executive-level income while maintaining freedom for what matters. After her daughter's near drowning, Margie Yonsura built a PR business with flexible hours. 20 years later, she enjoys six-figure income and business awards while staying involved in her children's lives. One freelancer wrote her ideal day in vivid detail. 4 years later, her life unfolded almost exactly as written. Your brain becomes a heat-seeking missile once given a clear target. Before launching, establish 6 months of living expenses split between emergency funds and income shortfall reserves. Secure four essential insurances: health, long-term disability, life, and liability. Long-term disability is crucial. Serious injury risk in your 30s or 40s exceeds death risk, yet 60% of working adults lack coverage. Use your email signature as free advertising. Create a fee schedule showcasing all services to remind clients of your full capabilities. Wealthy freelancers research their clients' entire business, asking, "what comes next in your marketing plan?" they request introductions within the organization and build relationships through small gestures. Freelancing enables caring for ill family members, pursuing adventures, supporting artistic pursuits, and modeling entrepreneurship for children. Every day spent in draining work is a day you'll never reclaim.